So, Zokter, hey, look, a Mishnah, the final Mishnah in the wonderful Perek Haveret. Moving on, as we said, we did everything about the Haveret and every single possible dispensation of the Haveret, which way it's facing, is it up and down, is it on its side, is it broken, is it whole, is the mouth in the house, is the mouth out of the house, and so on. Sorry? Did I not press record? Whoops. Thank you. That's what happens when Ira writes in the middle of the Mishnah. So, we're moving on, therefore, from Kaveret into similar questions. It's amazing how this Zoom always puts the Gabbai next to the Rebbe. It's just astounding. It doesn't matter where he starts. They end up migrating on the screen. Go explain this, except as a Mephis. So, what we're going to talk about now that we finished up all of the issues of the Kaveres, and we spoke about what the halacha would be of essentially an orein that was made out of pure rock, natural rock. How about if you've got a barrel, a chovis? Now, Barnea, could you come to our aid here? And could you explain, I don't even know the English name for what the Gemara, what the Mishnah calls a chovis. What are those, all of those things that they find that have the extensions on the side and then they go out on the bottom and they're flat on the bottom. And that's what a chovis is in the Mishnah.
Pitas, a very large one.
Yeah, right. That's right. Thank you.
Pitas.
Do you have a picture that you could possibly just show us so that the Mishnah becomes more understandable? Okay, so now we're talking about over here a pitas, which is not our concept of the shape of a barrel is no connection to what the chovis used to look like. Everybody who has seen a museum and knows those beautiful pitas, large, and that is the barrel. So it jutted out along the side, then came out again on the bottom to give you a support on the bottom, and it came up to a small mouth on top. So therefore, in the Mishnah, that's what we're talking about. And if we start with discussing a chavit sheyoshevet al shuleha ba'avir. So we're continuing on from the case of the kaveret, where the kaveret was standing up, down, outside. Here we've got a chavit that's standing up, down. And the thing is that over here, it is made out of clay, but it's not baked. So it cannot be makabel tuma. It's essentially clay adama at this point. And now you have a kezayit min hametz that's under the actual bottom itself. Or even if you have a kezayit min hametz, which is inside of it, and it's keneged kukurata. The kukurata is the thin base area on the bottom. So it could be even above the base. In other words, it's directly under the base, directly on top of the base. Now, the point over here is that the mouth is open to the sky. One of the most fascinating halachas that we learned before when it came to the kaveret is that in the case where the mouth is open to the sky, we do not have any concept of the issues of the kli protecting anything. And that's because the kli is transparent to the tumah. The tumah does not have to tunnel in order to get to the top. It only has to tunnel when the kli is a kli that could be mukaf tzamit pasil. But it's only mukaf tzamit pasil if it actually is mukaf tzamit pasil, or if it's on its side in a way that the tumah will never hit anything that is open to the air. The moment that you put it right side up or even upside down, at that moment, it doesn't do anything for you at all in terms of protection. And it's as if it's completely transparent. So therefore, that's what happened over here. If I would have it, the tuma, you can't find it by now? A kezias of tuma directly under the base, or a kezias of tuma directly on top of the base, which is underneath the open mouth. The din over there is that it radiates Because for all intents and purposes, we've got a picture on the WhatsApp.
Is this what Rebbe means? It's a large storage jar?
Yeah, sort of. The Mishnah means one that, and this is good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Fine. So that little base that it sits on over there, we're talking about that. There's a couple things that are not precise, but it's certainly the general idea. So what we're talking about over here is it's underneath that little base, which is directly connected to the mouth, or it's directly on top, the Kezias Menemes, inside of that base, makes absolutely no difference. Because since what we're talking about over here is a transparent barrel, therefore, we have a radiation problem, not a spreading problem, right? There's nothing that can spread this tumah, because there is no ohel at all. So we have a direct up and down radiation in this case, and therefore it's bokat. Remember what that's called. Radiation is called bokat v'ola, bokat v'yoredet, and what's inside of this barrel is also considered to be tumeah, if it's directly over the radiation area. So then it would be considered to be tummy. Now, this is the only case where we're going to be talking about radiation. Now, we're going to move on to questions of spreading, okay? So suppose the Kezias of Tuma is actually in a case where it was baked. It wasn't. We're taking this for granted. There's no other way to learn the Mishnah. Mishnah's leaving it up to you to understand that. What about if the chavis is baked? So it's now cheres, and therefore it could certainly be mekabel tuma. We've got another picture from Alon. So the halacha over there is like this, b'med dvarim amurim, where it wasn't baked. Aval imay ta tmei'ah, tmei'ah doesn't mean it's tummy. It means it's able to be mekabel tuma because it's a kli cheres. So that is case number two. Oh, gavoa min ha'aretz tefach, or it would be the same if it is a tefach above the ground, or if it was covered with a kli on top of it, or if it was put upside down. So basically, we've got five different cases in the Mishnah. Wow, Moshe Handel's got a whole wall of virtual barrels. Now that's the way to do it. See, Barnea? How come in your house, you're an archaeologist, you don't have a virtual wall of barrels? Amazing. It's time for you to be updated, technically. And you can drink too, Barnea.
Where is what Moshe posted?
Well, look at his picture and you'll see it.
On his picture?
Yeah.
I try and focus just on Rebbe. I'm not looking at Svat and everybody else. I'm so sorry.
I can't blame you for not looking at Svat because it's a very hard time concentrating. I feel like I'm talking in my sleep sometimes. But okay.
Like Moshe, a lot of those Kadim are missing handels. Yeah, that was bad.
It's all right. Like father, like son, we have to accept that this is part of the reality.
Right, but the amphorae have no real bottoms. They just come to a point. They don't really have
slime. Right. But that's not what we're talking about. All right. So I forgot the name again. What were they called? Patos?
Pitos.
Pitos.
Pitas or storage jars, but the large ones are pitas. They're not meant to be moved. You have them sitting in your house and you refill them. They're not for shipping.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's not exactly this thing. All right. So now we've got five cases. Again, case number one, transparent. Transparent because of the fact that it is something that is does not have any din legabe, the dinim of kelim. It's not shayach to tumah at all. And we're simply talking about radiation. That's followed by four cases where we do get into problems that are not radiation, but are spreading. And that would be if it is a kli. And the question is over here, or if maybe even if it's not a kli, but it has a tefach, if it's off the ground, or even if it isn't a kli, but you put a kli on top of it, so if there's a kli on top of it, it'll spread the tumah, or if it was upside down, so then now we have that sides that stick out over there together with the upside down bottom. So now we do have one big ohel. Of course, since it's a kli, it'll only spread the tumah. It won't block the tumah. In this case, no matter what happens, there's no radiation. There's actual spreading. So therefore, over here, wherever the tumah is, whether the tumah is under it, whether the tumah is in it, whether the tumah is on top of it, everything will become tameh, even if it's not in a direct line of radiation. And let's try to figure out. So why would that be true? Now, again, it's not the same as case number one. The last four cases are talking not about radiation, but are talking about spreading. So how would that work? Okay, so let's take a look at what the case would be. In the first of the last four cases, we're over here, the chavis can become tummy. And we said, doesn't matter where it is. Exactly. Because if the kezias is underneath it, then it's going to go straight through it, right? Because it's bokat va'ola through less than an area that can be an ohel. And since the inside is open, there's nothing to protect it because there's no tzamid pasil. So then that would mean it goes through the bottom and makes the inside also tame. And therefore, anything inside of it will become tame because it's inside of a kli cheres. Remember, we're talking about the case where it can be mekabel tumah. If it can be mekabel tumah, then anything in the inside of a kli cheres is mekabel tumah. Now, I know what you're going to say. Wait a second over here. We're too fast for you, buddy. We learned kalim, and we know that only things which are erchlin umashkin are mekabel tumah in a kli cheres. Don't give us this stuff that anything is tame. Ah, but this case is special. Why is this case special? Because we're not talking about just the fact that you have tumah in the kli cheres. We're talking about the fact that the tumah that is currently creating the problem in the kli cheres is constantly irradiating the inside of the kli cheres. So that is called the tumah bechiburin with mace. And remember that tumah bechiburin with mace is more chomor. And therefore, our Mishnah is taking for granted that anything that's inside of the kli cheres, even if it's Adam v'kelim, will be mekabel tumah in this case. All right? So since it's going to be irradiated, it's going to cause the whole inside to be tameh, and then that means that everything that is above it and so on, doesn't matter where the kezias is, everything is tameh, and so on. Okay, now in this case, if things are above it, then it would have to be even off to the side because it could be mekabel tumah that spread because of the kli cheres. Now let's take a look at case tefach. The next case was the case tefach, or the case where you put a kli over it, or you turned it upside down, which all boils down to the same thing, because over here you ended up with a big ohel. And it's a big ohel that is caused either by the fact that it's got something on top of it, or it's got its bottom on top, or there's a big ohel because there's a tefach underneath it. On all of these cases, the tumah is going to be mevias ha-tumah. That means it spreads tumah. It doesn't block the tumah. So it doesn't matter whether kezias is inside, outside, upside down. Everything is tameh. And therefore, when we say everything is tameh, we mean everything, mamish everything. So wherever, it does not have to be directly above the radiation over here. And the tumah that now spread because it was under the bottom or was under the kli that was on top is not going to be stopped because it can't be stopped by that kli, but it will be spread. And once it's spread, it just continues going up and it's batame the entire area as opposed to the first case that we had, where it needed to be only in the sense of irradiation. And don't try to tell me that since I turned it upside down and now the top is on top, this is the equivalent of mukaf tzamit pasil. Wrong. It is not mukaf tzamit pasil. You could have made it mukaf tzamit pasil because what you could have done is you could have taken plaster and bitach the top to the ground, and then it would have become indeed mukaf tzamit pasil because its own bottom would have been a tzamit pasil. But in this case, it's not considered to be sealed at all. So whether the bottom is open in a straight down way or the top is open in a straight down way, you can forget about protecting anything inside because of mukaf tzamit pasil. Hadron Aloch, Perek Kaveres.
Bli Neder.